kiuta. Ko pānoi mihi atu nei mai, te reo iri rangi tehi ko teika, tāku kei runga o te waia, te tamahine nei ko Trudy Brown, ka update mai maua i ngā kaupapa mō ngā pātaka. Kei hena mai kona ka titiru atu ngā whakaro mō ngā wahanga o te pōti. Nō reira, a te tamahine kia ora anō rā.
Ai, morena pā, tēnā koutou tato i whakarongo mai ana i tēnei ata. Kia ora everyone, ko Trudy Brown tōku ingoa no Te Rarawa me Ngai Takapua Hau. And I'm here to give you a quick update on our pātaka kai. It's been the school holiday, so the pātaka has been well utilised. We've had a lot of whānau coming in and picking up produce, so it's been looking rather empty because the food doesn't stay in the pātaka for too long. So, we just encourage whānau, if you've got extra veggies in your garden or fruit on your fruit trees, just drop them off at our pātaka kai at 60 North Road. And they will be, you know, that kai will be used by a whānau that really needs it. So we really appreciate the kai that's been dropped off. But it's going really, really quickly. And I suppose it's because of the school holidays, because kids are at home during the day and they kind of eat through a lot of food. So we're always looking for koha to our pātaka. Ai, kia ora pā.
Ai, kia ora no. Tēnā, that's usual. It's awesome to hear things are really, really going well. And you know, Trudy, in saying that, there'd been a lot of kōrero out there that by Christmas we could very well be moving in to a COVID wave number 3. The way things are moving right now and what we're listening to and how the government is addressing, do you think that will happen, Trudy?
Look, I hope not, but we've managed the, you know, second wave of COVID, and I think it's a reality that we're just going to have to imagine moving forward that, you know, COVID's going to be around and that is going to change how we do things normally. Until there's a vaccine, you know, we're going to have to be very careful about who's coming into the country, who's leaving the country, and just how we operate normally as a community. So, I suppose during Christmas there's a lot more people travelling. We know up here in Murifinua that lots of our whānau come back and our population up here probably doubles, you know, during our summer season. So, which means a lot more people spreading the virus if they have it. So it just means for us, it means being cautious and just doing those simple things, washing our hands, covering our face when we cough, or coughing into your elbows, staying home if you're sick. But I can see how there could be an increase in COVID cases because when our whānau come back, they often stay with other whānau and then there's overcrowding in the home and then one person just needs to bring the virus up here and could infect the whole home really quickly. I think for us up here, we just need to be cautious about who we're letting into our home and, just maintaining those protocols and practices that we've been using for the last 6 months.
Ai, kia ora, mihi tana. Respect that wholeheartedly. Yep, absolutely. Because we've spoken about that, we've, you know, gotten that out of the way. Right here, right now, Trudy, by the 17th of this month, it started the Saturday, the weekend gone, is that you can go in advance and cast your votes and vote on what you would like, you know, by whatever is being portrayed by the candidates that are there. Eha wo whakaro ane for the voting process, how it's going and what you think hopefully is the outcome.
Yeah, I suppose I was really disappointed to hear that already, some whānau down in Auckland and Hamilton have gone into the polling booths to vote, and there's been some, you know, the resources, the Māori role, you know, there have been hiccups and people haven't, Māori people haven't been able to vote who are on the Māori roll. And, you know, we need to get that sorted, or the electoral office have got years, 4 years really, to sort that stuff out. And so I'm disappointed that that's happened, because, you know, it just looks like someone's trying to sabotage the Māori vote. And whether it's the electoral office or not, you know, it's just not good enough. They have 4 years to prepare and to get these things right. So I haven't heard any, you know, any polling booths up here in the north that have done that, but I just think it's really disappointing, especially for our first-time voters. And that was the one I saw on TV the other night, a young girl who's a first-time voter, and everyone was coming in, you know, taking about 5 minutes, and she was there for half an hour to an hour trying to sort, you know, trying to sort that out. Which means Māori people in that situation have to cast a special vote. So the voting process, I think, could be a lot better. I'm quite, you know, I see in other countries they vote via the internet or on your phone you can place a vote. So, you know, maybe it's time we look at other ways of voting. But, yeah, I'm just encouraging everyone to vote. I haven't voted myself only because I'm wanting to take my whānau down there to make sure that they vote. So we're going to have a sort of like gathering and then go and vote together. But yeah, I just encourage everyone, if you've got an opportunity to vote, if you're over 18 and this is your first time, go and use your vote. You know, don't waste it. And if you're not sure who to vote for, you know, go online. There's lots of information about the policies coming out. But I suppose the other thing is too was that Māori television had been running a few debates on TV, and so, you know, those are up on Facebook if people want to go on there and have a look. Yeah, but I even think that process sometimes could be a lot better, because Māori television have really just adopted the debating style from, you know, that TVNZ have, where they kind of stand the candidates up in a row and just fire questions at them. I think there's a better way and a Māori way that we could do that. That's a lot, I don't know, a lot better to listen to, I suppose. But, yeah, I just encourage everyone to go and vote. I know there's some, you can go down to Far North Reap and go to Te Ahu Centre and cast your vote. And, of course, we're voting for the cannabis referendum and the End of Life Act bill. So so you're casting four votes, really, when you go in.
Kia ora. That's a shame to hear that about that happening, you know, and especially to the Māori Party. Yeah, you know, and I mean, they've put so much into the voting kaupapa. You know, if the front has all been put together so well, why is it, you know, as you're saying there, you know, that they still can't get the nuts and bolts of their own system right? You know, it almost sounds like the Māori Party has been set up to fail through their process that they have been, you know, been put in place. So in saying that, is that, do not get discouraged voting for the Māori Party, because what has happened, persevere, and there's always, the old story is, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and we can also vote online, Trudy. You know, they've got a voting thing online there that they're promoting as well. But as you and I have said, is, if you got your mind on setting for the Māori Party, getting them in so the Māori have got another say in there, not what's already there, you know, by all means persevere, because by us persevering, that we will get them in there, regardless the stumbling blocks that have been put in place to make it hard, but those stumbling blocks do not make it impossible. Nō reira, e te tamahi nei, Trudy, e mihi tonu ana. You know, you still take time to give our little spiel we need out there to do with our pātaka kai and the other takes in front of Te Ao Māori, the whānau, te hiko, te ika. Is there anything else there you'd like to share?
Oh, kia ora pa. Just really want to share that I manage Open the Curtains, which is a social service provider here in Kaitaia. We love to hear from whānau who just need a hand up or who need to kōrero about some issues they're going through. You can contact us on in Kaitaia on 09 4083 933. We'd love to hear from whānau. We know that there are still some struggles that whānau are going through because of COVID-19. We also know that it's a school holiday, so there's lots of maybe parents that are stressing out because they've got nothing for their tamariki to do. And then also we know that, you know, Christmas is coming and that's always a stressful time for our whānau. So if you need to talk to someone or if you need some assistance, then please give us a call. Nō reira, tēnā koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora te tamahine. E mihi ana mō tō wātea mai. Nā rungai tēnā, kia pai tōra, Māori Orara.
Māori Orara.
Ai, kia koutou whakarung maira ki tērā reo te manuhiri anō a pāko Trudy Brown, me ngā kaupapa o roto keake o te hiko teika, Māori Orara.